Nothing fancy this week, just the basics. Coffee, whiskey, and zombie jokes. And yes, beer. It's the 90.5 WESA Social Club podcast. This is Social Club for the weekend of Friday, October 23rd, 2015. I'm Josh Rawlerson, joined by Rachel Carlson of Yelp Pittsburgh as we count down the days, the weeks, to that most special of all holidays, Halloween, which we've been on like pretty much constant Halloween
coverage.
Coverage, exactly.
This is your Halloween coverage spot for all essential Halloween needs.
Welcome back, Rachel.
Thank you.
You're looking a bit peaked, if I may say. All whacked out on cold medicine.
Yeah, I've been a little sick. I don't know what has gotten into me, if it's the advanced age.
That's probably it, yeah.
What, but...
Is that a lozenge I hear clicking in your teeth?
It's pretty awesome. Uh-huh. Ooh, I almost swallowed it.
Wow. Don't do that.
Yeah, this is super awesome to be sick.
Well, you're a trooper for coming in anyway. Just stay on your side.
I know,
the
I don't
want
to... I figure with you having kids, you would just...
That's the thing. Like, I'm constantly exposed to pathogenic microbes, so I have a very strong immune system.
Yeah. Kids are pretty germy, I hear.
They're the germiest. They're the worst.
When they reach the filthy little hands towards you, are you like, I don't know where these hands have been?
Exactly. What's worse is when I do know where their little hands have been.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Nasty.
That's funny. Well, that's okay. You still love them anyway, right?
Yeah, today I do.
When they're behaving.
Yeah, for the most part.
That's good. Well, I'm just looking at the week ahead. I was thinking, oh, we don't have any Halloween things to talk about. Well, we do. I lied.
Come on.
I lied. We have a couple week-long events that are capping out at the weekend's end.
That was really confusing.
I'm sorry. I'm
week-long events culminating in a big weekend finale, something like that? All right.
Yes. Sorry. Gotcha. The cold medicine is not – a wordsmith I am not today. You can be the wordsmith-er today.
I'm done for the day. My brain is shut down.
Well, we're like just hopeless.
We're just going to have to muddle through.
Well, you can – participate in Coffee Week, maybe.
That would solve all of our problems.
We have Coffee Week going on this whole week, and they have a bunch of different competitions. And so on Friday, they're doing a evening of curated espresso beverages. And did you know?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, how do you say espresso?
Espresso.
Yes.
There's no X.
I love this is a Starbucks former barista talking. I think for the first maybe 3 years that I worked there, I was saying espresso, and then someone...
3 years?
I don't know. It was painfully too long, and someone corrected me, and finally I was like, oh.
See, this myth somehow persists in our cultural discourse that Starbucks is like a magnet for snooty urban elites and people that are, I don't know, like foodies and snobbish about what they consume. The fact that you were working at Starbucks for 3 years and nobody was pedantic enough to correct you on the pronunciation of espresso, I think blows that stereotype to smithereens. Starbucks is as American as McDonald's at this point. Absolutely nothing hip about it.
I think that there was a point where Starbucks – you were on a tirade. Wow.
Wind me up.
I think that Starbucks was at one point a purveyor. I, however, with all of these really awesome local places that are brewing up some pretty solid brews, I don't think that it's – I think you're right. I think the downfall was maybe the pumpkin spice latte or PSL as people like to abbreviate it. Once you have abbreviations, it's
that's
like
a bad sign.
End. Yeah. So we have a lot of really awesome local coffee shops in Pittsburgh.
Okay.
And so for this one at Commonplace Voluto, which is in the East End on the borderline between Friendship, East End area.
Okay.
You will head there for an evening of curated espresso beverages. So they'll be doing different kind of non-alcoholic and alcoholic espresso drinks.
Ooh,
which sound...
I like this.
Intriguing. And then they'll be doing the finer parts of espresso and showing the art of espresso, which I'm sure all of you coffee geeks will be totally into. And that is on Friday from 5 to 8. And then they also have the world's worst beverage competition, which, again, working at Starbucks, the one thing I remember...
See, I knew Starbucks was going to come up.
I'm sorry. Well, I was a former barista, so I have to talk about this.
All right.
But we put all the syrups in one drink and dared someone to drink it. That's pretty much the extent of.
And did they?
They did.
What happened?
I think maybe there was some money involved, but I don't know if it ever really showed up, but it was pretty disgusting. So they're going to be doing the world's worst cup of coffee competition, and I think that that's probably going to be pretty awesome. They're not having it at Starbucks, though, so
okay.
Don't worry. They're having it at the 21st Street Coffee.
Is there a cup of coffee that you will not drink? Like, what is the lower threshold for bad coffee for you?
I can't
like
do
the gas station
spice.
Stuff that's
sitting
on a burner all day. And
oh, no. Like all the cappuccinos that are in the machine.
Oh, yeah. That comes out
no,
and
no,
goes.
No.
And I squirts it out. Yeah.
I know this is delving into another topic, but I stay away from certain chai blends, too.
Ooh, okay.
I don't like the sweet. I like the spicier. So I'm a snob for sure.
Clearly.
Yeah. More of the tea snob. Don't quiz me on coffee. Because I just love tea more. But I'm a snob, a total admitted snob. You are too, though.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, I have to say about coffee and espresso, this is my tip. This is the coolest thing I've discovered in a long time. I run fairly regularly, and it used to be something I really enjoyed. And lately it's become kind of a chore, but I still feel like I have to do it.
Uh-oh.
But it's like getting my butt out, you know, getting my shoes on, getting out there. It's just this getting over this huge hill.
Effort.
Well, for my birthday, I got an espresso machine, which is one I've been wanting. Like, I researched it and priced it and
Ooh.
Picked it out, and I've been asking. It's been on my Amazon wish list for like 3 years.
Okay.
And somebody finally got it for me, and it changed my life. I'm like Walter White now. I'm just like making espresso drinks. And like, so my favorite thing, my discovery now, is that if you do a double shot of espresso about 10 minutes before a 5 or 6 mile run, you become as the gods, the very
wow.
gods, Rachel.
Is this,
I'm invincible.
Do you think this is a hot – so you need to figure out which
– I'm sure I'm not the first person to figure this out, but it's like being a superhero.
Wow.
So
what's the name
double
of
shot
the,
of espresso.
What's the name of this?
5 mile run.
Fancy espresso maker.
It's a DeLonghi something.
Okay. Sounds fancy.
It's not – it's fairly unpretentious and fairly affordable, but it is a solid, reputable – there's a lot of cheap, you know, crummy sort
yes.
of Walmart brand.
Keurig.
Right.
This is
espresso makers that break immediately. And
yes.
This one hasn't broken so far, and it makes really good coffee.
Well, I think that leads into Checkout Coffee Week, because I'm sure people will have a lot of different opinions on coffee makers and coffee in general. And maybe you'll hang out with Josh, and I'll tell you all about his running.
We didn't get into a really fast conversation where you speak really quickly.
I know, with all the caffeine you have going on. Other than that, on the whole week as well, we have Wiggle Whiskey Beer Week, too.
Oh, yeah.
So
oh, yeah.
This is a hopped-infused beer week. You like how I say that?
This is like the singularity of beverages, like coffee and alcohol and beer and whiskey all combining into just slurry of deliciousness.
I was going to say, I feel like this is a certain type of group that we're speaking to.
It's all about fusion now, right? And crossovers and unlikely combinations.
Yes, I would agree.
Fusion is a dated term, I realize, but you know what I mean.
Yes, we're not talking about Asian fusion,
right,
Josh. But I would say Wiggle Whiskey having a beer week is something you don't see often. So if you check out the schedule, they have a ton of different events that they're going to be doing in terms of at the distillery that they have in the Strip District, but also at various different brew pubs around town, which will be, I think, a fun time in terms of they have stuff every single night that's going on. I think what looks really cool is they have an alternative whiskey fest, which is going to be on Friday. And that's where you can sample all different of Wiggle spirits, but also they're going to have different beers too, DJ fun dancing. So it's going to be really fun. And then they have a homebrewers competition.
I know. I'm judging it.
Josh.
Judge, jury, and executioner.
That's
going to execute
awesome.
Those
You
homebrews.
Hid this from me. You were waiting.
Yeah, well, you know.
Okay. That's awesome. So on Sunday, it says they did this last year, and it was hugely successful. And I know we have a ton of awesome homebrewers.
Mm-hmm.
And so it looks like the panel of judges on here is really awesome. Although, when I read the description, it just says WESA. It doesn't say
Yeah, Josh. Some guy.
Some dude. Matter. Yeah. It's in parentheses. It says some's going to show up.
That's my plan. Think is on I'm going to show up. I'll drink some beer, and then we'll see what happens.
But it looks like you're in good company with people from Hitchhiker Brewing, people from Piper's Pub.
Oh, so this is going to be people that are actually knowledgeable about beer.
Oh, you're fine.
I was told it was going to be really informal, and now I have to go study the BHCP
style
guidelines.
We are in good company. Pittsburgh Magazine, Pittsburgh Trib is going to be there, so you're okay. Don't worry.
Those guys have actual beer reporters.
You'll be fine. Don't worry. You just
drink. Gonna start cramming.
Yeah, just drink and cramming in terms of drinking.
You're cramming totally beer fine. Down my throat. Yeah.
Yes. So check the schedule. We have it all on Yelp.com, and then you can head to the Wiggle site. Also, if we want to talk a little bit about cultured events, switching gears.
Always.
Pittsburgh Ballet Theater's season opener is Friday, and it runs through Sunday. It's a mixed repertoire. I also used to work at the ballet, so I know what I'm talking about a little bit, which is three different works in one performance. So a lot of variety, and I think it's just a great time in terms of I think these are actually nice ballets to get into if you're not a ballet person, because with a story, sometimes it can be confusing because there's no words, but with this, there's really no words, and you don't have to follow a story. It's just kind of watching beautiful dancing.
It's just kind of freeform,
yes,
abstract dance.
So I think this is a friendly ballet to head into, but also for people aficionados, there's a George Balanchine Western Symphony that they will be performing too. So you can head to the Benenum for that, get your tickets ahead of time, or at the door.
Hey, Rachel, thanks for upping the cultural level.
I try and throw that in.
That was nice.
I know. I try and throw it in. Don't worry. And then on Saturday, you can compete in this, although it's not, I don't know. Okay. Are you ready? It's,
you better tell me what it is.
Beards for Beasts 3.
Okay. Explain. I need
more
information.
So did you know that the Pittsburgh area has a Steel City Beard and Mustache Club?
I did hear. Well, there's like the Institute of Facial Hair Studies or something, right?
Wait, in Pittsburgh?
Yeah.
Oh.
That launched a couple of, I mean, it's a joke thing, but I think it's real.
They take themselves really seriously.
Oh, well, pardon me.
Yeah.
Is this the same people?
I don't know.
The Beard and Mustache Club, did you say?
It's the Steel City Beard and Mustache Club. Mm-hmm. And they're going to be doing their third annual facial hair competition. Do you feel like you could enter?
No, I'm not. I'm not one of those guys. I wish I could grow the big bushy beard. Mine is more just sort of, looks like I haven't shaved in a while.
Yeah?
Yeah. I mean, I do. I shave selectively parts of my face, but
I bet there's the art of shaving, maybe.
Perhaps.
Well, it looks cool because the tickets are $20, $10 if you want to just be a spectator, $20 if you want to be a competitor, $10 if you want to be a spectator. It's at the Rivers Casino, so you could maybe like run out of there winning some things or losing some things too. Okay. You never know. And obviously check out some really cool categories. There's even a women's category. I don't even want to ask questions about that.
Title IX, right?
In terms of facial hair.
Yeah.
And then also on Saturday, we have Jam on Walnut, the Halloween edition. So here we're getting into some ghoulishly fun events. Obviously, Jam on Walnut is a fun affair that they have every month, and this will be no different from 7 to 11. They will be having No Bad Juju, which is obviously a pretty awesome cover band in Pittsburgh. And then they're going to be doing a costume contest. And you'll be able to potentially win a trip to a Dos Equis masquerade party. I do like Dos Equis too. But you can go to a Dos Equis masquerade party in NYC potentially if you come in the best costume.
Let's talk costumes. Have you figured it out yet?
Oh, I'm good to go.
Pizza Rat? Really?
No. I'm going to be Sally from Nightmare Before Christmas.
That's very specific.
I'm very excited about it. And I got made up as a zombie on Monday for Pittsburgh Today Live from the Powder Room, Pittsburgh.
Oh, I saw you on Twitter being made up. Yes.
Oh, my gosh. It was so cool. Powder Room.
Where's the selfie?
I did it. I posted
it on Instagram.
See
that. I just saw you in the chair.
Come on, Josh.
Oh, I got to check it out.
I posted my selfie on Instagram.
I wasn't going to say anything. I just thought because you have a bad cold.
Oh, yeah, I know. I know.
Are you certain that this cold isn't the early stages of some kind of zombie contagion?
Well, I was going to keep the makeup on and wait for my husband to come home. And because he kept joking, I'm going to find you in a state when I come home. And then, you know, bad things would happen. But I had to wash it off. It's a lot. It's crazy. Everyone kept asking me if I was going to go out like after. And because I had to go to Rite Aid and run some errands. I thought about it, actually, because the makeup is superb. It's really fun. And I'm a girly girl.
That was a wasted opportunity, Rachel.
I know. I should have roamed the streets of Pittsburgh. But then, as my husband reminded me, I didn't want to get, like, shot in the head for people thinking
true enough.
That.
Yeah.
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 And there was a case I just read on Twitter. There was someone bit someone on a plane.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. Recently, someone bit someone on a plane, and they were like, is this the start? So probably. I don't want to get...
Didn't that happen like a couple of years ago? Like
that was another case.
Another thing, yeah.
People are crazy. Anyway, we will be having a Halloween contest. And it, like I said, best part is they will be taking donations for the Animal Rescue League. Yay, which I love them. So we also have a Boo and Brew Bash. And this is at the William Penn Tavern. Saturday from 8 to 11. Do you like the wordplay? Is that where you're giggling?
Boo.
Boo and brew. It's like exciting. Boo and brew. And they'll be doing different drink specials. They're going to have a after party celebration at Mad Mex. So you can join them over there too, which is also, I think, a fun place to celebrate Halloween because they have that whole Day of the Dead vibe going
on.
And then on Sunday, to kind of culminate the weekend, this is such a fun event. I went last year not knowing what to expect, but the food. I'm getting into a food coma and I haven't even eaten. Back of the house. So this is put on by Table Magazine, which is a beautiful coffee table magazine that features
food porn, right?
Yeah, pretty much. You hit the nail on the head. Yes. Yeah. Amazing food photography and different articles on all the awesome chefs in the area. And the lineup is staggering with Brian from Grit and Grace and Spoon, Kate Romaine from E2, Kevin Herman from The Porch. I mean, the list goes on and on. Curtis from Station. It's so many awesome chefs are going to be here. And it all goes to a really good cause, Youth Places, which they'll be also, you'll see them around with their t-shirts helping out and volunteering. But it is really affordable, up to $35 for a ticket. And you get about 5 different food tickets. But literally the amount of food that they were serving last year for your food ticket was insane. It was so much food they were giving portion-wise. So come hungry, 3 to 5 over on the north side. It's going to be a beautiful day too. So, and then I have to squeeze in.
Okay, one more.
My last self-promotion for Yelp's Monster Bash, which is at the Mattress Factory on October 28th. It's completely free. You just have to do a you don't have to, but we would love you so much if you did a $10 donation to the Mattress Factory because it's a super awesome museum.
Well, and you get to probably check out the museum while
you're
there,
right? Check out the whole museum.
And what is a normal ticket price?
It's $20.
So this is a great deal.
This is a great deal. You should throw in $10. Yeah. If you do $20, you get a swag bag full of goodies.
I'm there.
You should be there. It's awesome. So you RSVP on yelp.com/events. Just have a Yelp profile. We're going to have 20 different food and drink vendors from local restaurants. And like I said, the powder room that did my makeup is going to be there. So some people have been talking on the Yelp talk boards that they're just going to come with a blank canvas and be zombified by the powder room. I'm going to have a eye psychic who reads your eyes and tells you your future.
What?
Yeah, I know.
Is that real?
That's what I'm saying. This party is so cool.
Wow.
Head to my party.
So here's what you could do to make it just even that much over the top.
Okay.
So you have the zombie makeup table set up. People show up and they get made up like zombies. And then it culminates with you leading everyone in a reenactment of the Thriller video.
Oh, where gosh. Does I knew the, you were going there. That'd be amazing. Yeah. I'll have everyone do – what are those called? The things where everyone just dances –
The things where everyone dances.
Where you plan to dance at a place. Don't you know what I'm talking about?
No.
Oh my gosh.
You lost me.
I can't think of the name now. I have to Google it. It's where everyone learns a dance.
Thing where everyone dances.
Everyone learns a dance.
Okay.
And then you show up at a public place.
Okay.
And you dance it.
All right.
Flash mob.
Oh, a flash mob. Well, that doesn't have to be a dance thing. That's just like any time a group of people shows up and does something surprising in a public place.
It's true, but
frequently
I think the best one is a dance, though.
Probably.
Yeah. I can't believe I see I'm so foggy, my brain fart.
You and me both, man.
We should do a flash mob thriller at my party.
All right. Let's do that.
Okay.
Okay, so go lie down. Get some rest.
I know. I need to rest up for next Wednesday. Well, I need to rest up for this weekend because there's so many awesome things going on. And I need to rest up for my party on October 28th. RSVP.
Yep.
Don't be late.
Don't miss it.
Yeah.
Don't turn into a zombie.
Nope. I won't. Maybe.
Let's hope not. Rachel, okay. Thanks for coming by.
Of course.
Hi, it's Josh again. I just wanted to clarify a couple of things from today's podcast. First, we kind of made it sound as though that homebrew competition at Wiggle Whiskey is happening this weekend. Just to be clear, it's actually on Sunday, November 1st, at the end of a week of events that Wiggle is planning. So get that straight in your calendar. Secondly, around the 7.5-minute mark in today's episode, you may have heard me use the word unpretentious to describe an Italian-made espresso machine. Obviously, that's categorically impossible. Scientists have found that the only thing less unpretentious than having an espresso maker in your home is quoting the late post-structuralist critical theorist Michel Foucault in a podcast about the cultural ramifications of rapid technological change. I mean, you won't find that sort of thing on Social Club. That's our money-back guarantee to you. Now, for that, you have to check out my new podcast about the cultural ramifications of rapid technological change. It's called Nanograms, Brief Messages from the Very Near Future. It's pretty good. You can listen online at nanograms.org or subscribe in iTunes, Stitcher, or SoundCloud.
On the House is a series that looks at what goes on behind the scenes in restaurants and bars. The stories cover everything from butchering a whole pig to kitchen staff wages to the music diners hear during their meals. Whether you're an avid diner, a server, or just curious about the industry, On the House will take you inside the workings of the restaurant business. You can find On the House as a podcast in iTunes or at WESA.FM.
By 2020, some analysts predict that American homes could have as many as 500 internet-connected wireless devices. The so-called Internet of Things will put your car and your refrigerator online. What about your internal organs?
All the current use pacemakers pretty much have this type of technology.
Smartphones are one thing, but the conversation about cyborg rights gets a lot more real when you bring smart medical devices into it. We go there on the next installment of Nanograms, Brief Messages from the Very Near Future at nanograms.org.
Pittsburgh's NPR news station.
This is 90.5 FM.
WESA Pittsburgh.
Streaming at WESA.FM.